Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello everyone and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. So welcome to the show. Today I want to talk about giving up, which is, I feel, something that every single person is faced with in their life, no matter what area of life you are in. So it's almost like we get faced with these decisions and these almost like an ultimatum, right? That you're giving yourself, it feels like sometimes when you're faced with struggle, when you're faced with difficult situations, and it's like, when is it okay to give up? Or what do you do when you feel like giving up? So this could pertain to so many different things, right? Relationships, spirituality, it could pertain to your priestess path, your shaman path, it could pertain to college. It literally is everything. So I find this topic fascinating because I've dealt with it a lot in my life, of course, just like you, just like everybody. So most recently, it really, really came up in my business. So I'm really in like my online course creation, which I've been working really hard on, but it's been very slow process, like so insanely slow that I'm like, whoa, like I can't believe how long and hard this is. But I've been taking it with a grain of salt, you know, just like, okay, like obviously issues are presenting themselves. I just need to like keep going. And I got to thinking about, you know, because a lot of times, anytime you're presented with a situation in which you feel like you have to push through, you really do have to reach deep down within yourself a lot of times in order to do it, in order to not quit on the thing that you are feeling like you want to quit on. So the first order of business, okay, what I realized is the first order of business when it comes to wanting to give up on something, wanting to just throw in the towel and be like, F this, I can't do it anymore, I don't know what to do anymore with this. The first order of business is to remember the reason you started to do it in the first place. So I had to, for example, my example that I'm giving to you is online course creation, right? And my business. And so I had to think back, like, what is my why? Like, what is the reason why I'm doing this in the first place? So this was the first area that I allowed my mind to go, right? Because everyone, you know, knows that mindset is number one. When it comes to anything that you're trying to do in your life, mindset is key. So I'm like, straight away, I knew I was hitting a block. And I'm like, okay, pause, hold the phone. I need to overcome this mental block because I'm thinking about giving up right now, which is not like me. And it's also something that I need to just take a beat on. And then I need to come back to, you know, I was like, all right, got it. Like, I see where I am right now. I'm wanting to give up on this thing. What do I do?
First order of business is really to remember why you started to do it in the first place. Now, more specifically, you know, I didn't want to give up on my whole business. Like, I still do human design classes in person. I do human design readings. I do this podcast, and I do sister circles too, right? Like, that's another part of something that I do is part of my spiritual business. So what did I kind of just thought about it. Like, this area particularly is a new challenge. It's online. It's online course creation. And this is a new thing for me. And I had to go back to like why I wanted to do it to begin with. And I realized I'm like, okay, one, because I personally feel that your time is the most valuable thing that you have, right? Because that's just the most valuable thing that you have is time. So I had to dig back deep within myself and be like, okay, time. Like, that's why you started this, because you want to be able to reach people more easily and at any time. Meaning, I want to meet people where they are. It's not just about time. It's also about being able to help more people, because I know that I have a different perspective and different way of explaining human design that people really get. They like the way I teach. So it's like they get it. After I explain it, they get it. That's just what it is with me. And so I recognize that within myself. And I had to look at me and just be like, okay, like, you know, you're going to reach more people, and that's your mission. And you're also going to save yourself time, because you can do 1,000 readings a day. You have to encourage people somehow to understand how to do this work themselves. So that first and foremost was my goal, right? I was like, okay, let me remember why the F I'm doing this in the first place. The second thing that I kind of shifted my energy to and really trying to figure out like the entire thing was really just I had to look back at how far I came. Okay. So, and this particularly is with online course creation. So I had to look back to when I just didn't know anything about course creation. Like, I didn't understand like even my need. Or like what I wanted to do, which my niche is that I help people to look at their chart like a certified reader. Like, I help them understand human design like a reader would, so that they can look at their chart like a reader and understand where to go in their chart to get the things that are the most important. That's the way that I teach. So I had to look at the reason and reflect upon actually my process and be like, okay, there was actually one point in my life where I didn't know any of this shit. Like, I didn't know even how to connect a webcam. I didn't know how to create a presentation in Canva. I didn't know what my niche was. I didn't know that I was good at teaching, because a lot of times action leads to clarity. So that's just another tidbit that I've learned along the way, is that if you are lacking clarity in any place in your life, it's time to put your feet to the ground. Like, you need to get your body moving and you need to do something, because it's like, if you're lacking clarity on what you offer, what you do in your business or in your personal life, whatever, if you're lacking clarity in any area of your life, you need to get moving. Like, you need to start doing something in that area, because action creates clarity, especially in business. It's like, if you don't specifically know what your niche is, you just need to get moving. And so that's just a side note that I want to say, is like, the more you can do that, the more you can get moving. Okay. Like, when I didn't know my niche, when I didn't know what I bring to the table with human design, I just knew I was very good at it, but I didn't know like what I brought to the table with human design. I just started teaching in-person classes because I was like, I don't know exactly like how I want to move forward with this business. I knew I didn't want to do it the way other people are doing it. I love the way other people are doing it. And I feel like that's their zone of genius. And I like literally in my teachings, when I'm teaching in person, I direct people to other human design readers, which is very rare. Why? Because they've already created the content that these people need. So it's like, I just want you to be able to put it together for yourself. And I'm going to show you where to go to like get the best content, look at your chart, how to look at it and put it all together. But see, I wouldn't have known or understood any of that unless I got my butt moving, unless I was like, okay, what am I doing? Let me start to do something here. Let me teach. Let me reach out to different wellness centers and see if they're interested in, you know, serving up human design design in their space, blah, blah. Like I had to like get some shit moving. Like I knew I wasn't going to find clarity until I did. And sure enough, thank the goddess. Like as soon as I got moving, as soon as I started to actually do something in the area in which I knew I wanted to like expand more into something different, sure as shit, it came clear as day. I was like, I was in Bali when it really hit me. And I was like, oh my God, like I literally teach people how to become their own reader. Like I give them all the shortcuts. I tell them who to go where for what things, which apps are the best ones, which people do the best free offerings about human design. And I help them to collect the information they need so that they can go on their human design journey and feel empowered to be able to look at their chart and grasp the information, anchor it in and live fully in this energy. And so that's really when I discovered like, oh, that's my niche. That's what I'm good at doing. So it's definitely a feeling of just allowing yourself to reflect on like, okay, where was I? How far have I come? I've come a very fucking long way in human design from spending hours and hours all day long just studying to where I am now, to where I have almost everything memorized. I'm very good at what I do and I feel confident in the space. So that's really it right there is to one, remember where you started. Okay, or I'm sorry. The first thing is really to remember why you started doing what you're doing. That's the first anchor point is like, why did I even start this shit? Is it because I wanted to get out of corporate and I wanted to start using my gifts, my spiritual gifts to in the world? Like, what was your reason why you even started this to begin with? So that's really the first thing. The second thing is to look back at how far you've come, because we don't do that a lot of times, especially as people who are entrepreneurs or people who are just on the spiritual journey, trying to become better every day through shadow work or emotional clearing or just being a little bit more wise when it comes to emotional intelligence or family dynamics or whatever it is, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, it takes a moment to just be like, let me just stop and look at where I am compared to where I was, let's say a year ago or 2 years ago. It's like, holy shit, like I've come pretty far. Like I actually took some risks, you know, I did this thing and like I bought this course and like blah, blah, whatever. Like you have this clarity about it. Ensuring to reflect on your process is huge. The third thing I would recommend is to get a coach or mentor or somebody in your life who can help you. Even if primarily like 90% of it is mental. Like it's seriously the mental game. 20%. I think Tony Robbins says that a lot, is that like 80% is the mental game and 20% is actually action and doing it. So like 80% is just the mind and overcoming and, you know, looking at the blocks, recognizing the blocks, looking at the shadows, recognizing the shadows, calling them out. So that's a huge part, is having somebody in your life for this type of support. So I'm telling you this, but this is something I've actually not really done for myself. Had a coach, like somebody with me consistently guiding me or something like that. Now that's something I've really been considering investing in, even though I've never done it before. I'm like, I've just literally never done it. Like I've had, you know, free coaching and like somebody around for a couple of weeks or something, but I haven't had like a true mentor that was just me, them, and my business. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like somebody on my side that I could just like bounce it all off of. I know that's something that I need in my life, but it's just not the commitment. I haven't made that commitment to it yet. So that's something that I need to do for myself as well. But even if you have some type of support system, like a sisterhood or that's included, right? Like a sisterhood, so people you can, you know, reach out to just to connect with around a fire or family or, you know, your kids or your pet or something more than a pet though. Like it needs to be like someone you can bounce information off of, even if you're just using them as a sounding board. Like a support system is huge. Like to have a support system, have a coach, have somebody on your side consistently, I think it actually can like make you leap But what do they call that time, bending time? I think that's something that can make you bend time, is if you can have some kind of coach or support system around you to help you. Now, my partner has always been my support system and continues to be my emotional support system, all of the things. But I do recognize, like, I need somebody else. Like, I need some other coach, business coach, somebody who I could just be in that energy with. So that's something I'm challenging myself with right now. Like, you know, I actually had someone tell me that, like, they're like, you're not coachable. They literally told me that. They're like, yeah, you're not coachable. And it's just because I'm very headstrong. Like, I can see where I'm going. I know how I want to get there. And that person could not coach me. Okay. Now I don't think I'm coachable. I just think they couldn't coach me. Okay. Like, every time they said something, I had a better idea. And it wasn't in an arrogant way. It was just like, honestly, like, I'm paying you for this. And I can think of this on my own. So it really is for me just like finding someone. I need to meet my match. Like, I need to meet like a badass bitch to be like, like come into my life and sit my ass down and be like, look, like, this is what we're going to do. And I'll be like, whoa, like, I'm sitting here. I'm honoring you. I'm feeling it. I'm accepting it. And I'm calling in also like a medicine woman kind of shaman vibe with a coaching. So, and I have somebody in mind. I have somebody who was referred to me and I still have not locked that in, but it's just something I need to do, right? Like, it's something I need to do for myself. So having that support system around you is huge, and I highly recommend it. The next thing I want to recommend is to walk away. So am I saying walk away from the relationship permanently, walk away from the business permanently? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you might just need a beat. Like, you just might need a second to just, like, maybe you've been really grinding something out. Like, for me, it's been the online video creation. I've been really focused on grinding that out. And I realized I just needed to break away. So I took like a week off of even thinking about it, because I could tell it was kind of breaking me a little bit, where I was kind of like, it was kind of breaking me to where I was starting to question all of it, where I was like, why the fuck am I doing this? Somebody could do it better. What makes me different? Why would anybody buy this? You know what I mean? Like, I started, like, even though I know I'm great at what I do and I'm confident in it, I started to beat myself up about what I was putting together. And right then, right when I started to put myself down, I was like, okay, no, like, that's a boundary. Like, I'm not going to be mentally putting myself down. Like, fuck that. Like, not happening, right? I have a strong boundary there. Like, I'm not going to mentally put myself down ever. Like, that's like a mental boundary for me. So right when I started to think like that, I was like, okay, fuck that. Like, I took a break. I was like, I'm walking away, not even going to think about this thing for like a week. Like, I need a full week of not even thinking about this piece of my business or what I'm trying to do here in order to gain clarity, in order to just refresh my energy and like come back. You know, I needed that moment to just like come back anew. And so that's another thing I would recommend, is just like walking away, like taking a beat, doing something else, focusing on a different area of your business, and allowing yourself to have that moment in time where you're not even thinking about it, in order to be able to come back to it with fresh eyes, fresh energy, new passion. You know, maybe you kind of even forgot that you had that breakdown. Like, that's what you're looking for before you come back. And I also want to mention to start to think about what your outcome, what you want your outcome to be. So this is another piece. Okay. So like, it's time to start fantasizing. Like, if you, and once you've taken that break, you can come back and start to fantasize about why the fuck you're doing this in the first place, right? Like, why you're going on this crazy ass road trip or crazy ass like priestess pilgrimage across the world, or why you're, you know, leaving the corporate world to start your spiritual business, or why you're going on this breaking through to a new relationship and leaving the old. Start to just allow yourself to think about what could happen. like the best possible effing outcome. It's time to fantasize. It's like, I started to fantasize about like, oh my God, like I'm going to create this beautiful online offering and it is going to empower people to just be able to look at their chart like the way I can look at my chart because I'm double certified. So I know what to look for in a chart for each thing. And it's like, I know how I'm going to do this. Like, I know I'm going to look at all of these different topics, you know, on the chart. I'm going to show people where to look. I'm going to tell them what app to get in order to go deeper and what free resources they can go deeper on with books. And I'm just going to help people put this shit together in the way that I do it for myself. Okay. I've taken 2 full human design reader training courses through both Jen and Zoe and De Luna, which have been amazing, but nothing beats when you can look at your chart and just be like, hold the phone. Like, what is this? Like, I realize I'm in my lowest expression with this channel because you've written that shit out. You identified it. You know the highest and lowest expression, or like you feel like you're lost and you don't really can't really remember why you're doing what you're doing. And you just know like to look at your North Node gates and be like, listen, North Node is the direction of my life. What are the energy gifts in the direction of my life? Let me lean in. You know, it's just, I have the ability to look at my chart and find guidance. And I want other people to do that. And I know other people can't do it because they don't even fucking know where to look. They're just like, this looks like some weird ass map. Like I don't even, but actually it contains such valuable information. So it's like, I want to put that into a course for people. So people can look at the, you know, just going to be very a la carte where you can just buy it as you go, very affordable. And that way people can pick up on things and be like, got it. Like I know where to look when I need this in my life, when I need love in my life, when I need direction, you know, when I feel like I'm energy leaking in my life, or I've just been in my lowest expression for a long time, how do I shift this? I want people to feel empowered with how to do this. So for me, it really is about fantasizing about the potential outcome and the potential rewards for like, holy shit, like if I put this together and I like really nailed it, like I could make a ton of money in a short amount of time and I could relaunch this offering over and over again for people. And I could be helping people, hundreds and hundreds of people at a time, which is my goal, right? That I could reach more people in a short amount of time. So the looking at what could be is really what I'm saying here. Like looking at what could be, like fantasizing about the potential rewards for like what you're putting together. Like, okay, like what am I putting together here? Why am I doing it? Like, what is the most beautiful outcome for me to the whole reason why I'm creating this thing? What is the most beautiful outcome that could happen? So that's another way to do is just to kind of look at, you know, fantasize and think about like the best possible outcome that will also help you shift out of that and into a higher perspective. So another thing that I just want to recognize, you know, with this as I'm wrapping this up is just to tell you that like setbacks are a part of your growth and eventual come up. Okay. That's just what it is. They are a part of your growth and eventual come up. If we had no setbacks, I mean, we would be very bored individuals. We would not be learning anything. We wouldn't be gaining any new skills. We wouldn't be overcoming, right? Or gaining any human experience if we didn't have setbacks. So it's like, even though we do have these setbacks, it's like, it's okay. Like it happened. There's a reason I'm learning from it. And because I've had this experience happen, I'm able to, you know, take out this gold nugget of experiential wisdom and put it in my arsenal of experiential wisdom and really, really allow myself to trust that I'm going to be able to be successful in like that very next thing only because I've, you know, had that hardship before and I learned something from it. So that's really the way to look at setbacks, knowing that it's not here to tear you down, take you down or anything like that. It's just here to help you. It really is. It's here to help you. It's here to guide you, show you the way. And sometimes it's just a redirection. It's not really a closed door. It's just redirecting you to a better place in your life or a new thing that the divine is trying to navigate you to see or to connect to. And the last thing I want to really say here is look at the alternative, right? So what is the alternative? Like, what is the alternative for you to give up? That's like really ultimately what I want to say. Like, the alternative is garbage. You know what I mean? Like, the alternative is failing. The alternative is giving up, going back to the corporate job, going back to the abusive spouse, going back to a life that isn't totally in divine alignment for you. It feels kind of like prison. You know what I mean? So it's like, look at the alternative. What is the alternative? Like, maybe you've built a successful business already and you're already earning everything you've ever wanted, but the business has now become a monster and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I don't even know what to do with this. Look at the alternative. Like, okay, it's time to make adjustments, but I don't know that it's time to give up and like throw the baby out with the bathwater or whatever it's called. It might be time to trim the fat and readjust things within the business. But what is the alternative? To just like shut everything down and go broke and be a hippie living on the beach for the rest of your life with no purpose? Probably not. Like, human beings need purpose. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we need to be driven towards something greater. Like, if we're not, we're bored and we're stuck in the shadow work and we're just not moving forward with anything because we just keep trying to fix things that don't need to be fixed. So it really is about allowing yourself to move on and upwards with whatever it is that you are trying to create in your life. If you have hit this wall, if you have been feeling like you want to give up, if you have been feeling like I am done, I'm over it. Like, I've effing done everything I could. I don't know how people are doing this shit. And I don't even understand why this person wants to be with me or whatever, because I hate them. Like, whatever the case may be, it's about allowing yourself to look at it. Right. And the other thing I wanted to say here before I jump off is I've just given you what, 5 or 6 ways in which to kind of reframe something when you feel like you're about to give up on something like your business or spirituality or a relationship or a kid or something like that. But I do want to also offer, when it's time to give up, and it's might be definitely time to give up. Like, and I don't think it's ever time to give up. But at the same time, I do feel that like, if you've lost integrity in what you do, you've all of a sudden gotten super like money hungry or fame hungry or whatever it is, and you've lost integrity in like what it is that your soul is trying to create, I think it's time to like hang it up. Okay, like start anew, shut that baby down and start over on like brand new foundation, plant some new seeds and new fertile, you know, in new dirt, in a new environment, and reset. And to me, that's the only time that it might be time to give up on something, is when you feel like you've completely lost integrity in your business because you've gotten money hungry or something like that. Another thing that popped into my mind where it's like, the only other way I would ever give up on something I'm in trying to create or connect to or work on or whatever, the only other way I would ever give up is if I was deeply unhappy. Like, if what I was doing was no longer my purpose work, like it was no longer my purpose work and I was deeply unhappy in my life. And there's no point, you know, like, cause anytime you're unhappy, it's going to make you unhealthy. And everybody knows your health is number one. Health is God, right? Like, it's just like number one, like you have to be healthy or you can't do anything else in your life. Everything else is kind of an issue if your health is not right. So it's like your health needs to be good and your mind needs to be right. You need to be in love with what you're doing. I mean, there's this dance for sure, where it's like, sometimes you don't totally feel like you're in love, but you do feel like you still want it. Like you still have a glimmer about it. Like even in your worst hour, I still have passion for what I do. Okay. Like right now I'm filming and I'm actually recording this podcast and I have no makeup on right now. I'm like in my pajamas and I'm recording this episode. Now I know this video is not going to hit the light of day. Okay. like I'm fully aware, like it's not going to hit the light of day because fuck that. I look insane. But at the same time, I'm very, very clear on the fact that I'm not just going to not do it. Like I'm aware that I book myself too much. And so I'm over on everything and I'm trying to get this episode in before my editor won't take it, you know, and I have to edit it myself, which has happened a couple of times. And so it's one of those things. Like, it's like, I'm still passionate enough about this podcast, about creating, about connecting with you all, about building this online community of people who just are trying to do better in their life, just trying to connect with their spirituality and self-mastery and be sovereign. It's that thing. It's that peace on the inside, that glimmer, that shine, like on the inside that keeps me going. Where even when I'm tired and I feel like, oh shit, like, never mind. Like, I'll just do it tomorrow. No, if I do it tomorrow, then I know it's too late and I'm going to be stuck with like 4 hours of editing on my own, which I definitely don't have time for later. So it's just, I have that little bit like of glimmer, even though I'm tired, I'm like, no, fuck that. Like, get going. You can do it. You can, you know your points, you know that what you want to say. And I should have done it last night. I was like totally glammed because I went to an event at the Pfizer Forum here where I live to see RFK speak. But it's like, I could have done it last night and I had like an hour blocked out where I could have done it. And I was in a good energy too. Like, I was like pumped up and ready to go. But then today it was like, oh, well, like a snowball out of the way. I never actually got dressed today. I never put makeup on today. I never did anything today. I didn't do my workout today. I didn't have time to do shit today because I had other things I had to take care of. So it's like, fuck it. Oh, well, like I still need to do it. And I still have that passion on the inside of me to get it done. So I feel like that's a huge piece. It's like, if you don't have that, if you have zero passion for what you're doing, like, it started out as passion and creativity, but now you never feel it. You never get excited for any clients you're about to see. You never get excited for any events you're about to do. You never get excited for any new date experience or, you know, seeing your friend or adding new offerings to your business. Nothing about it excites you. It's like no passion, no desire. I'm like, okay, take a beat and reassess your business or reassess that relationship, reassess that creative offer, reassess that collaboration and kind of be like, hold the phone. What's going on here? Something bigger is taking place here. I can feel it. I have no desire to do this, zero desire to do this. It's not just a moment, okay? Because it's been like this for some time. I need to really look at this. Where is it time to give up? Okay, so like those are the only two freaking examples I could think of that you are not making any money and you've been at it for years and years and years and years and years. If you've been at it for years and years and you're not making any money in your business, which money, I was just listening to a book and I think I mentioned this book on this podcast recently, but this book is amazing and it's slipping my mind what it's called right now. But the guy said that money is just spiritual energy in motion. And when he said that, I was like, yes. I'm like, are you serious? Like, that's so beautiful. Like, that's exactly what it is. Money is spiritual energy in business. And I actually once read a book about money, that money, it's actually called Money is Love. And that book taught that the history of money really goes back to money being a sacred thing. It was not something that was just like, you know, how we're just, you know, walk right past a penny or a nickel and it's like, whatever, regardless of the value. The mind mindset on money historically was much different. It was like you would never do that. Like that would be considered sacrilegious to do. And it's just that money was sacred. And that's back when, you know, societies and people were actually still trading like corn and wheat and that kind of thing, grain. It wasn't money. Okay. And money was considered sacred. It would be offered to the gods. And so it was not something that was tossed around in the way in which we do it now. And so it's just kind of a reframe, like actually money is love. Money is spiritual energy in motion. So I feel that money is spiritual. For me, it's very spiritual. It's like if somebody's like completely dirt broke and they're like in deep poverty, to me, that's a spiritual issue. Okay. And that's just the way I've had to reframe it in my mind in order to get myself where I want to be. So some people might hear that and they might be offended by it, but literally literally, when I gained that mental framework, I literally was broke at that time. This was probably like 10 years ago when I started to really like listen to books on money and like reframe my mindset on money. And I realized, I'm like, oh, like money is love. Like money is, there's some other books too that I read long time ago that had this reframe on money. Like there's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. There's all kind of like great books out there. But really it was this reframe to understand like it's actually spiritual energy. So it's like, it's love. It's not bad. It's love, you know? And so it's just about how much love do you have? How spiritual are you, you know? And in just having that reframe will help you to attract it so much easier, because it's like reframing it in your mind that it's not a bad thing. It was never meant to be a bad thing. It's just people, certain people turned it into something it was never meant to be. And so it's up to us, right? Like as spiritual leaders, as people in the spiritual community, to reframe that shit and be like, no way, like it's love. Like money is love. It's spiritual energy and motion. So I just say that to say that if you're busy, so those are like the three reasons I would say maybe to give up, right? Like if your business was making absolutely no money at all, and you've been at it for years and years and years and years, and you're not getting anywhere, something is going on. Like there needs to be a reframe. There needs to be a reconnect with a thinking of the way money is or something. I don't know. Or it might be time to throw in the towel and hit the reset button. Or again, if you're just like not happy at all, and you've actually are just somebody who's completely miserable, and you're, it's like a soul sucking business. If that's you, then fuck that, right? Like that's not it. But the last thing would really just be passion. Right? Like if you're not passionate about it at all, there's no glimmer of excitement at all in any of it, that's also for me a red flag. Like, okay, is it time to throw in the towel? So those are really the only three reasons I can see. Like, and the other thing I mentioned was integrity. If you've lost your way, those are the only three reasons I can think of to give up on something. Cause I am not one to give up on anything unless I'm being shoved out of it. Like, no, stop. And then I'm like, oh shit. Okay. Yes. Agreed. So that's it. And like the other reasons that I mentioned before, and I'll just run through them one more time, is really what to do again when you want to give up on something. So it's like the first one was really remembering the reason why you started what you're doing. So it's like, why the hell did I start this in the beginning? Like, what was the initial passion? What was the initial spark? Can I get myself back there? Can I feel my way back into that energy? The next thing is just reflecting on like, how far you've come. Whoa, interesting. I didn't know shit before. Look at how much I've done so far in just a couple of years or something like that, or just a couple of months. Look at how far I've come. Support system. Having somebody in your life like a coach or somebody who's on your side, who's helping you to see things from a different perspective, or you're just using them possibly as a sounding board with like your ideas. Because again, like Tony Robbins said, with business, especially even relationships, anything, 80% of it is mental. It's like your mental thought process on something. 20% of it is going to be the physical work that you put in. So having some kind of mental health friend or somebody in your life to be able to give you that support. The other thing is just like taking that break, right? Walking away when you need to, allowing yourself to have that time. The next thing I mentioned was considering the potential rewards, right? Like what if everything goes right? What is the highest expression of what I'm trying to create? What if that goes right for me? Oh my God, that would be amazing, right? So it's like thinking of it that way. And then the next thing would be to just recognize that like any setbacks is just part of the process. Like nobody gets anywhere just smooth sailing, nothing goes wrong. There's always going to be setbacks that are just keeping you sharp, keeping you learning exactly that very next thing that you need to learn in order to overcome maybe that next big thing that comes in your way or on your path. And then of course, look at the alternative is the last piece, which is just like, what the F is the alternative here? Like if I gave up on all of this right now, like what is the alternative? I go back to corporate? F no. I go back to that alcoholic wife or husband? No. You know, so it's just like trying to remember like what is the alternative here? Am I really going to go backward? F that. So allowing yourself to do this, I think, is really helpful. Taking the time to do this is super important. Allowing yourself the time to take that beat. Recognize the things in which have been in the way of wanting you, you know, causing you to want to give up, and following these steps, or else just like using some of this to just help redirect your mind, redirect your energy, to help hit that reset button and get you back in the game, right? Like sitting in the driver's seat, like, okay, had a moment, but I'm back. I know exactly what I want. I know the reason why I'm doing this. I'm connected to my passion. I'm connected to my creativity, and I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I hope that this episode has helped you in some way. This is a big topic for a lot of people in many different areas of your life. You can use these strategies. So I hope this has helped you. And if you have any questions at all, or don't forget to comment, subscribe, download the episode. I would love to hear from you. And I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.